BP is trying to stop the gusher, but how well is it really working?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The biggest oil spill in U.S. history is still growing today. Oil continues to come out of BP's well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. The company has resumed its latest attempt to stop the leak, but there's no confirmation that it's working just yet. Marketplace's Janet Babin joins us live with an update. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Bill.
At first, BP and federal officials said the leak was being slowed, and then not so much. What's going on?
Yeah, well, apparently BP may not have been completely truthful about what's been going on with this top kill operation. Early Thursday, officials said the process was going as planned, but later in the day, they announced pumping had been suspended 16 hours earlier on Wednesday. And apparently BP didn't let federal officials in on that fact that the company had stopped the operation. Still, BP does not characterize that suspension as a setback. They did acknowledge the drilling mud was escaping from the broken pipe. Essentially, we don't know yet if this top kill procedure is going to work, and it could be later today or even over the weekend before we know definitively.
President Obama is headed to Louisiana today. What is he expected to do there?
Well, he'll see for himself what we're all seeing now on TV, oil coating marshes and shorebirds and fish in distress in these oily waters. The oil's hit more than 100 miles of coastline now. It's ruined sensitive wetlands, and many of these wetlands were even surrounded with those protective booms, but clearly they didn't work because you can now see oil coating wild cane fields, turning them brown.
So what is BP going to do today? Just more Operation Top Kill?
Yep, they're going to continue with this top kill operation for 24 to 48 more hours. They say they may also try to inject a junk shot of shredded rubber and golf balls into the well to add more weight. If that doesn't work, they have some other things they could try. They're going to try to corral the oil so that it can be transported by a pipe to a drill ship. They could try to place a new blowout preventer on top of the one that broke. They're going to keep trying things, Bill, essentially until something works to stop that oil from gushing out of that broken well.
That's Marketplace's Janet Babin. Janet, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
The company that operates the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System said it hopes to resume the flow of oil today. The 800-mile pipeline was shut down earlier in the week after a contained spill. Wall Street shares leapt into the air yesterday. The Dow zoomed 284 points to close at 10,258. Let's do the latest numbers. Asia took the baton from New York overnight, and shares there jumped more than 1%. Although we are not the only ones with a long weekend, stock markets in Singapore, Thailand, Malaysia, and Indonesia were all closed for a national holiday. Stocks are about 0.5% higher in Europe as well after China had soothing words yesterday about European debt. Oil prices are higher as well, back up above $75 a barrel. But gasoline prices will be at the lowest level since March as drivers take to the highways this Memorial Day weekend. And speaking of driving, Mercury could be soon the latest Detroit car brand to disappear. Ford says it has not decided to kill Mercury, but Bloomberg News has cited unnamed sources saying the company is assessing Mercury's future. Ford has already sold Volvo, Jaguar, and Land Rover. General Motors recently dumped Saab, Saturn, Pontiac, and Hummer. Mercury sales have been declining ever since they peaked in 1978.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. By Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to present, demonstrate, and train online. More at GoToMeeting.com/market. And by Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at Vanguard.com.
75 years ago this weekend, one of the biggest public works projects in America was finished. The Hoover Dam created jobs during the Depression, and it helped tame the wild Southwest with water and electricity. But could another Hoover Dam happen today? Marketplace's John Dimsdale takes a look.
Hoover Dam harnessed the power of the Colorado River to generate reliable electricity for Southern California, Las Vegas, and many of the factories that helped win World War II. University of California energy professor Daniel Kamen says the Hoover Dam was a visionary public-private partnership.
That was essentially a government-designed vision, and it found partners in the private sector. It found partners in the developer of many of the big cities in the Southwest. So that tied together an energy plan and a development plan.
Hoover Dam was finished in 5 years, 2 years ahead of schedule, and cost a mere $49 million. That's less than $750 million in today's dollars.
Well, I do not think that a project like Hoover Dam could ever get off the ground today.
Joseph Stevens, the author of Hoover Dam and American Adventure, says worker safety rules and environmental impact assessments would make the Hoover Dam too expensive today.
One of the reasons that Hoover Dam was built so cheaply was because there really were no protections for the workers. They were not unionized, and it was possible to compel them to work 7 days a week. They got Christmas and the 4th of July off, and that was it.
Over 100 of the 5,000 construction workers were killed. Despite the desire for modern-day job-stimulating clean energy projects, Stephen says the Hoover Dam flooded wildlife habitats and changed the natural flow of the Colorado in ways that would never pass today's environmental impact assessments. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And finally, as I know you're busy, I have packaged the entire week's business news for you in a Marketplace Minute. I hope BP will have the skill to use Top Kill to stop the spill that fills the gills and kills the krill. Still, on Capitol Hill, the thrill of the drill is nil, and as predicted, new drilling is restricted. The drug is expensive and we're addicted. Euro debt has yet to vanish. First the Greeks and now the Spanish. And Berlusconi lamented a little. He said that the markets are governing Italy. Continental hasn't decided if it's going to fly United. Reviews are out for Sex and the City. Critics agree the film is underwhelming. And the biggest tech firm the world has got used to be Microsoft. Now it is not. Apple surpassed it. But Google's amassed the unsurpassed vastness to blast right past it. And who knows who the Google killer will be? But you'll hear it at marketplace.org. For the Morning Report, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.